My name is Ewan Carner, host of John Does Experiences. With me is Ruth Shepherd of Forest View Middle School. So, Mrs. Shepherd, tell me, what was your first job like?
Okay, well, my first job was as a car hop. Are you familiar with what that is?
No.
Okay, have you ever visited a Sonic restaurant, drive-in restaurant?
I visited a drive-in restaurant before.
Okay, so like, did you have someone actually come to your car to take your order, or did you do it over a speakerphone?
I did it over the speakerphone thing.
Okay, so my first job was similar to that, except I actually went to the car and took the order from the customers on a paper pad. So I had to write it all down, just like you see maybe in the movies or TV shows.
Okay.
And then I would go and deliver that. The cook would make the items. I would deliver their order on a tray and hang it from a window. Have you ever been to a drive-up restaurant that did that?
No.
If you ever see some movies, maybe that depict the 1950s, sometimes their car hops were on roller skates. Thankfully, I did not have to wear roller skates because that would not have turned out well.
Okay, so, what was your next job like?
Well, let me think. Oh, I remember what I did. I made Tonka toys, and I worked on the dump truck lane. Yes, I did. I did everything on the manufacturing line for dump trucks.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a shame now that dump truck toys aren't very popular right now.
But you can still find dump trucks that are made out of metal just like they always have been. Yep, mm-hmm. So they're very durable.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's it. Goodbye, everyone. Okay, so that was an interview with Ruth Shepherd of Forest View Middle School. Goodbye, Mrs. Ruth Shepherd.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Okay, next we are doing Mrs. Campbell of Forest View Middle School. Goodbye. Welcome to John Doe's Experiences, third episode. With me is Mrs. Campbell of Forest View Middle School. So, Mrs. Campbell, tell me, what was your first day of being a teacher like?
Oh my goodness. I vividly remember walking up to Forest View on my first day and thinking to myself, what have I gotten myself into? And watching all the kids rush into the building and knowing that in a matter of seconds, I was going to be responsible for teaching them things about language arts. It was very intimidating.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, I was kind of nervous on my when I was in fifth grade. I mean, a whole new larger school with new things, new teachers, new stuff to learn. I was pretty scared, actually.
I think there's a certain excitement, though, about school on the first day that's contagious. So even though it's a little intimidating, it's also really exciting.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, what certain challenges did you face when you started teaching?
I think the biggest challenge for me was learning how to be kind and friendly, but still get my students' attention. I'm not very good at yelling, nor do I like to yell. So it was a challenge to figure out, okay, how am I going to get them to listen when I'm trying to also...
And you came up with the raising your hands thing.
I did. You're right. That was my solution. Do you think it works?
Yep.
Good. But that was a big challenge, but I like to think I found a solution for it.
Okay. So, Okay, that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
It's time!
You know what, I'm just gonna stop it now. 20 seconds. Hello, my name is Ewan Carner, host of John Doe's Experiences. With me is Noah Horton of Forestview Middle School. So, Noah, tell me, what was your first day of school like?
Well, whenever I first was dropped off, it was very loud. I was nervous, and I could tell other people were nervous, but it didn't really bother them that much.
Hmm.
And I was very quiet. A lot of people didn't talk to me. It took a while for me to get used to all my classes and everything. And I was fine with the schedule, and I would find my way around. It wasn't that confusing.
Well, I would say that's kind of like my first day of school, except for the nervous part.
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you feel if you knew that other people were kind of like you? Nervous, scared, and not knowing what to do during the first day of school?
Well, I'll probably relate to them.
Yeah? I mean, you could make some new friends that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all the time we have currently. Next time, we shall be doing a recording of Mrs. Bisted of Forestview Middle School. Goodbye.